Daily Rest, Thursday, July 20th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Trials in the Wilderness. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" Exodus 17:3. Water from the rock. The children of Israel found themselves in a desperate situation, out in the desert with no water. Sometimes we find ourselves in desperate situations that we can't handle alone. The solution isn't to blame God and complain about things He does and allows to happen in our life. The people of Israel weren't only complaining against Moses. This was also against God. The people demanded of Moses, "Give us water, that we may drink." There was no way Moses could provide water in the desert for all those people to drink. But he knew who could and would. Moses cried out to the Lord. God told him to strike a rock with his staff. God made water flow out of solid rock so all the people could drink and live. In Psalm 124 we pray, "Our help is in the name of the Lord," demanded of Moses, "Give us water, that we may drink." There was no way Moses could provide water in the desert for all those people to drink. But he knew who could and would. Moses cried out to the Lord. God told him to strike a rock with his staff. God made water flow out of solid rock so all the people could drink and live. In Psalm 124 we pray, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." The Almighty God, who made all of creation, helps us with our every need, big and small. One big need is water. Without it, we would very quickly be dead. An even bigger need is Jesus. Without Jesus, we would be spiritually and eternally dead. As water helps to sustain our physical life, so Jesus gives us spiritual and eternal life. Jesus says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. The water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life." John 7:37, John 4:14. I heard the voice of Jesus say,